This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, blessings, and mercy be upon you all. Welcome to the 11th episode of Dawah Thursdays. And in our episode today, we are going to be discussing the P within GoRap, that itself being the prophethood of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Now, how might one rationally speak about the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and why he is a prophet of the Almighty Creator? Rationally, if the individual that you are speaking to has agreed with the G and the O within GoRap, that this Almighty Creator exists and that he is one, and they've also agreed with regards to the R within GoRap, the revelation itself, and you now get to prophethood. Once they've accepted the revelation itself, that surely this must have been from the Almighty Creator, given its structure, given its preservation, and given some of the facts within the Holy Quran, that it had been revealed by a divine being, and that it did not come from a human mind. Once they've come to this understanding, it's very easy to introduce Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. I would like to tell you as to how I personally introduce Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and then I'm going to give you another rational argument that you can use for his prophethood. If the individual accepts that this revelation must surely be inspired by an almighty creator, and that it could not have been fathomed by a human mind, then in itself they accept the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, because he was the one to narrate this revelation. How I introduce this is that I would tell the individual that every single prophet came with a sign. Moses, peace and blessings be upon him, he struck his staff, the sea separated, people said that surely this is a prophet. Ezekiel and Elijah, peace be upon them, they would heal the sick, and people would say that these are prophets. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he would cast out demons and he would heal the sick. And people would say that this is a prophet from the Almighty God. And Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he would multiply water and heal the sick. All these miracles that the prophets would perform, they could only perform by the power of the Almighty Creator and not within their own right. But fundamentally, if we think about it, if every single prophet came with a sign and a miracle for their people and their generation, and so every generation receives a sign from this Almighty Creator that is objective, that they can look at and perceive, then it would be unjust of this Creator to leave our generation without a sign. The Holy Quran is the sign from this Almighty Creator that we can objectively look at and say, undoubtedly, that this is His Word. Now, what might be another argument for Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and his prophethood? Fundamentally, if we contemplate, there are only three possibilities for Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. The first one is that he was a liar. The second one is that he was delusional. And thirdly, he was truthful. Now, first and foremost, we know that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was not a liar. Because fundamentally, why would somebody lie? They would do so in order to attain status, in order to attain wealth, or in order to attain power. Ultimately, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, did not propagate for any of this. Because fundamentally, if we look at his lifestyle, he never propagated this mission in order to gain power. He never propagated this mission in order to gain status, and he definitely did not propagate this mission in order to gain wealth. And evidences for this can be found throughout Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, story. One such example is where Aisha radiallahu anhu would say the following: over 2 months have elapsed, during which we have seen 3 crescents, and yet no fire has been kindled in the house of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. Now, what Aisha radiallahu anhu is saying here is that they would go months at end that they did not even have fire within their homes, meaning that they did not even have cooked food, and that they would live on dates and water. What this means is that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was not a liar, because if he was out there for wealth or for power and status, he would have used his prophetic mission in order to gain the luxuries of this world, but he never propagated as such, and therefore he could not have been a liar. The second point is, was Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, delusional? Now, if we contemplate and think about this, a delusional individual believes that whatever they are propagating is truth, but they themselves are deluded regarding their own reality. Now, ultimately, we know that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was not deluded, because he received the Quranic revelation over a period of 23 years. Now, you can use your own wisdom and understanding of the Quran in order to propagate why Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was not delusional. For instance, when he would be asked a question, and he's not able to respond to that question until the revelation is released much later. In conclusion, what we find is that evidences for Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him's prophethood, is found within the revelation of the Holy Quran itself. And we also know that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was not a liar, he was not deluded, and therefore he had to be truthful. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please leave a like and share this with your friends. I look forward to seeing you at the next one. all the best of blessings to you and your family. Jazakallah khair.